today. It's our annual family praise service. We're gathered here anticipating, with Thanksgiving coming up here this Thursday, opportunity to praise the Lord in many different ways. And I invite you to join us with that as we sing songs unto the Lord. Sing out with us. Let those songs and their words lead you in your thoughts of praise and worship of the Lord. And we'll have opportunities for some favorites as well. As we get to those, you can pick those out. Obviously, the favorites will not be on the screen up here with the words. Can't anticipate your thoughts. But at the same time, we look forward to all that the Lord will give us. We want to welcome those that are with us here today. Trevor is here with Wells, Trevor Wells, Sydney, as well as Will is right beside Larry there. Some others of you have been here before and are back with us. Is anyone new to us today? First time you've been here to our services? Anyone at all? Well, it's good to have all of you regular folks and those that are back with us. I've asked Robbie Holland if you'd come at this time and lead us in a Thanksgiving prayer. With it, I've asked if he would also return a prayer for both Tim Crispus. Tim is not doing very well. Went to the doctor. She called me last night and said that he's down to about, 113, if I remember correctly. He's lost a lot of weight, and the doctor does not want to do surgery with him having lost that much. And he doesn't want to have a surgery, and yet the doctor says there's not much more that they can offer him, just to continue to take the medicine for the calcium that's high and the nausea, and they're not going to do blood work until after Thanksgiving. So just be in prayer for Tim and the family, and then also for Buddy Stout, recovering from two surgeries this past week. He is at home, but recovering. He's not able to bend over and pick anything up for 3 months. And so just be in prayer for him, and of course with Frida, with their Parkinson's and the needs that she has, know that they would appreciate prayer. So, Robbie, if you'll come and lead us, please.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we are very thankful this morning at our praise service that we have gathered together as a church family to reflect upon the year, this time of year, and be very thankful for the things that you provide us that we don't deserve. God, we do want to lift up Tim Crispus with his health concerns and the calcium and the loss of weight. God, we do pray for him. God, I pray that you give wisdom to the doctors that would help direct and strengthen him to where he can get these calcium levels under control, that he can gain weight and help with his overall health situation. We lift up Belinda as she continues to help get him back and forth to the doctors, and pray for wisdom in that entire situation. We lift up Buddy Stout, God, with the surgery recoveries, and God, we're very thankful that he's come through them, and now we ask for healing. And God, now as we look at our Thanksgiving service, our praise service, God, we are very thankful for many things. God, we're very thankful for our families, and our families that are here for us and support us and love us, and not only our families, but our church family, that we are able to gather together as a church. We're thankful for this church that preaches your word and the gospel and teaches us about Jesus Christ and who he is. And God, with that, we're very thankful for Jesus Christ, who did come and die on the cross for our sins, to pay a debt we could not pay. And God, I pray that each person here has taken advantage of that gift, that has accepted that free gift of salvation. And God, we do now, as we look at our service, we pray that everything we do is pleasing to you and gives thanksgiving. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. My two kids, And yes, Will, I am thankful to you coming back in my daughter's life. And they're now engaged to get married.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my sister-in-law, mother-in-law, and their church praying for me.
Amen.
None of them, other than them two, know me, but they've been praying for me the whole time. I'm surprised to see them here. I'm glad they're here. But I am so thankful for the people at work, friends, family, praying for me. As a lot of y'all know by now, I was diagnosed and have been battling stage 4 rectal cancer for over 13 months. It's been a long road. I've been through 28 rounds of radiation, 4 rounds of taking chemo pills, cycles, 5 rounds of infusion chemo, another different chemo drug, a major surgery in April that I got through, got all the tumor out. I had my second surgery a little over a month ago for a smaller tumor in my lower left lung. He removed all of that. We had a follow-up with him Monday. He said he got it all. He took a margin around the tumor out, which is some tissue around it. Sent the pathology report out. Didn't get that for a couple weeks. Longest 2 weeks of my life waiting for that. Anyway, I had a follow-up with my oncologist a couple weeks ago. They sent the reports to them because he's in charge of everything. The doctor's assistant came in, went over my blood work with me, said my blood work's perfect, still good, and all that's still good. And then she said something like, did you hear the good news? And then my oncologist came in, tall Indian doctor. He said, Larry, he said, you've been through a lot. He said, there's a lot of people that go through what you've gone through and can't say that they're cancer-free, but you are now cancer-free.
Amen.
I'm just so thankful, and I've never given up. I've been positive most of the time. I do have my moments. About a month ago, out in the hallway, talking to Steve Kaminsky and started crying to him like a baby, and he stood up and gave me a big old hug, and that meant the world to me. But just keep praying for me. I'll go back before Christmas for another scan. I have to continue scans. I'm working 40, 50 hours a week still going to the gym. Like I tell everybody, as long as I can get out the bed and get in that car, I'm going to go do what I want to do, and as long as I'm healthy enough. So I appreciate all the prayers, and just continue to pray for me. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Someone else.
Jones. I'd like to praise the Lord for my salvation. And Larry, you are a working, walking miracle. Pray for you daily. I'm so thankful that you're here. And, thank you for our church family. To share with you briefly, this past week I was given the honor from God. It's not about me to lead a lady to the Lord that is dying of alcoholism. She's 41 years old and she's got stage 4 liver failure. And to my knowledge, she was genuine in her faith. So young people, if you're listening, don't ever take a drink. Don't think you can handle it. Because Satan will say, oh, you can handle it. Well, you should see this woman. She's 41 years old, and she's got her whole life in front of her, and she's dying. She weighs about 100 pounds right now. So just remember this, what I said to you young people. Don't take a drink. You can't handle it. It's just wrong. Secondly, I just want to thank God for, we was talking in Sunday school a week ago or so about small prayers, just small things get answered. I think it was Daryl maybe, we were talking about small things get answered. So, this past week, for y'all who don't work outside occasionally, I had a grave to close, we're in the grave business. It was going to rain, and I said, Lord, I really, really like not to have to worry about the rain today. So, I prayed that morning, and went over there, and to the graveside, and the people by the grave, they got wet. It was raining, and they got wet. But afterward, rain just stopped, and God just let me finish all the work and no rain. So thank you, God, for the small answer prayers. It means a lot. I think we compartmentalize whether prayers are big or large, but I think God sees them as it's a prayer. So, you know, counting for the little things. In the past, I've always thought, well, I don't want to bother God with this. Well, he sees every sparrow that falls. So I bother him with everything. I want to say thank you so much for the shoe boxes. We're going to come in at just over, I think, 1,100 maybe. So be in prayer for our freight. But thanks to all those who helped, bought things, stored things, came and helped, came and packed. And now pray. Please pray for the shoe boxes. They have to go to a place, a distribution place, and then they have to go to logistics and customs and so forth. And Pastor got a little thing, an update, and it says in here, from Operation Crystal Child, 10.5 million children received a shoebox gift in more than 140 countries. Millions of children are being saved by these shoeboxes. So just keep that in mind. One other quick thing, keep in mind. You can follow your shoebox. If you'd like to donate $10, see me after church. I can give you one of these little things. And you can follow your shoebox. You just go online and you put in one of these little codes. And you can do one box, two box, whatever. And you can find out where your box ended up, which is, I think, kind of cool.
Thank you, Beth. Up front, Paul.
Keep it close.
Yeah.
Good morning. My name is Darren Manns, and I want to thank the Lord for my salvation. I want to thank him that over 2.5 years ago, he led us here. He led me here and walked through that door right there. And the Lord took my heart and opened it up to him, set my pride aside, and I took the first step, and he's doing the rest.
Amen.
And from that day forward, I know it's my eternal home. And guess what? One day I'm going to die. Or if the Lord doesn't ration us first, one day I'm going away from here, and I know that my home is in heaven with him.
That's right. Amen.
And when you guys talk about all these songs this morning, and things have been such a blessing, but when you talk about seeing God in the small things, this morning when we were getting ready to come here, there was a song that came on TV that I asked Sherry. I said, have we heard that song in church before? And guess what it was? I thank you, kid, for singing. How great is our God?
Amen.
So now you've heard it in the church. You hadn't heard it before. But anyhow, how great is our God? Such a blessing. And thank you for my salvation.
Amen. Thank you, Darren. Paul, here. Teresa. Oh, that brother was coming up here.
Hello, my name is Joshua Haymaker. I've been going to the church almost 6 years. I pray for the Lord with the Bible and his family. He painted up in my family. My grandpa had a doctor's surgery. And we're getting ready for the holidays. Think about what the Lord has done for you this holiday season. Don't forget what he's done. He's done big. First, I want to thank Beth Jones for having us for the shoebox this year. We can't wait to do it next year. And hopefully next year we can go a little bigger. And I know the price is going to be expensive, but with God's help, we can get through all this.
Amen.
So thank you, Mr. Black, for all your service here at the Holly Hill Baptist Church. We love you. Thank you for teaching us the word of God.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. Amen. All right. Well, we'll get up here eventually.
I'm sorry. I'm Sarah Morris, and I want to thank y'all for praying. June 3rd, my son was in a bad accident. There's nothing like what Larry was doing, but it was life-threatening. Praise God for showing mercy, sparing his life. The next 3 weeks were difficult, and then he was airlifted to intensive care. And then I'm thankful again, God showed many miracles, providing healthcare workers, state trooper, nurse at the scene, he was unconscious. And many surgeries, many skin grafts. And I'm sorry, he just walked out. He's on call, he's back at work. So many miracles. Again, I just pray for the Lord. Don't know why he was so merciful to my son and their family, but I thank him and praise him, and thank you all for your prayers, and You guys have a wonderful pastor and a man that's preaching the word of God. So I thank you for doing that. It's not easy in this time, and many have caved. So I know y'all know that, but really appreciate it. It's not everywhere. So thank you, Holly Hills Baptist Church.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Teresa.
Good morning. My name is Adrian Navarro. I just wanted to thank the pastor and his wife for this church that we have been home to for many years, and for my family, for the salvation of my family. I pray God for that. And for those of you who don't know, for the past 15 years, I've been in the sheriff's office, still there, still blessed there. And finally, after the past 6 years of my current position there, I've finally been able to move to a whole new section, dealing with a whole different clientele, a whole different environment. And I'm just, you know, it's just answered prayer. It's been a long 6 years, and it's just been, you know, just a, and one day at a time, you know, just at the end of the day, just trusting God that, you know, I know that His timing, His plan is best, and that time has come for me. I want to give Him the praise and glory for that. And again, thank you so much for this church and for our, this wonderful church family that we have.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Teresa. Thank you, Rebecca.
Oh, I've been enjoying listening. The kids and I this week were reading, in fact, I was reading to them off the BBC website about a family from China where the mother finally had to make the decision to move, escape with her two kids because her husband, who's a lawyer, has been defending Christians who the country did not want defended, and because they were meeting without permits. And I was just thinking, of course, that they didn't necessarily put a Christian spin on it, but so I read it to the kids and I was like, I can't even fathom what it would be like to live in a country like that. And I'm just so grateful. And then I was also reading this week and sharing with them Word of Life, which is a camp that we go to, and we support Arthur and Lucy. They've been using their camps in Ukraine. The missionaries did not leave. And in fact, instead, they're putting a video together that will be available in December. But since they couldn't have kids to camp, they've been taking camp to kids. And they've been using their campsite for refugees escaping and delivering food. And I just think of all of the people around the world, the billions of people who can't carry a Bible to school, who can't meet like we do. And then it just hit home to me. With so much privilege comes so much responsibility, and I know that I do not live up to it. And I am grateful for God's patience, and I am, I don't know why I was privileged to be born in this country, but I am so grateful for that.
Amen. Thank you, Crystal. Earl and Steve. Yeah, get that outside over there.
Hello, my name is Earl Ray, and I want to just say thank you, praise the Lord, for I got a lot to be grateful this year, and God has opened doors for me that He has never opened before. I've been holding Bible studies every Saturday at the group home where I stay at 11 o'clock every Saturday. So, so that's been a blessing, and we have eight people at each time that we hold it. So. I'm just thankful for the people in my life, my family, my church family, and my pastor, who has been in my corner. Because of course, y'all know I struggle with mental illness, and so I just praise the Lord for I got the right doctors and who are treating me with the right medicine, and I just praise the Lord for everything. I've been coming to this church since I was behind to a grasshopper. So, and I just want to thank the praise Lord for my mother, who is now home with the Lord, I'm sure, for those who knew her. And I just, she was the biggest influence on my life. And I just want to just say thank you, Lord. So,
thank you, Earl. Yeah. See?
Steve Kaminsky, and thank the Lord for my salvation, and Shirley was one of the first people we met when we came here. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful thing getting to know her. And it's just a wonderful thing being part of this church family, and we so appreciate it. We're so blessed to have a good pastor and good, just a good kids program. Everything that's been done here honors the Lord. And it's been an interesting year, as the Chinese would say. Maybe a little interesting times. My lovely wife was gone for about 6 months taking care of her aunt. And it's a life cycle. We've experienced a death this year, and we're also going to experience a new life. Our son and our daughter are having a baby pretty soon. Right? So we're blessed by that, and we recognize it. Especially praise the Lord for the United States of America and our freedom.
Amen.
And Teresa's point, you know, people are trying to escape other places. I heard a Cuban gentleman saying, you don't know what you got because there's no place else to escape. This is it.
Yeah.
For us, the only place we can escape to is heaven. And we're praying for the rapture and the Lord's blessing. So I thank y'all just for having a nice place to come for a church home. This is home for us.
Amen. Yeah, thank you. All right. Emma, you're next. Get in place.
Song goes right along with the theme, giving thanks and what we have to give thankful for, be thankful for, and that's certainly the goodness of God.
Moment that I wake up.
Can you do that with all your breath? Give glory to the Lord. It's not just a Thanksgiving Day thing. Not even just a praise service thing. I wanted to speak to you just for a few minutes here. And I only have a few. But I want to remind you of something. I want you to understand something I believe is very important. I first want to share with you something that happened just about a week or so ago. I was out in my backyard blowing some leaves. I begin to thank the Lord for a good blower. I don't have a big backpack. I've got a nice hand blower, and it was doing a good job. I thank the Lord that he had taught me how to make quick work of leaves and how to blow. And about that time, God sent a little breeze behind my back, just blowing in the same direction. I said, Lord, thank you for the wind blowing to help me out to make this even faster. And about that time, the Lord changed the breeze. It started blowing in my face. And I stopped. I said, okay, Lord, here's a test. I can be thankful when everything is going good my way, but can I be thankful when the wind's blowing against me? And that's the key that we need to understand. For we're told in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Even when the wind is going against us, when the circumstances have changed, when life is not as easy as it was once, when things in our life have become so difficult that it's hard for us in a natural way to say thank you, that's when we need to be grateful. And we need to express that gratitude in thanksgiving unto the Lord. Calvin Coolidge, President of the United States, 1926. I won't take the time to read the proclamation that he made that set up Thanksgiving for us to celebrate every year. But one of the things he said at the end of that proclamation was that we are to gather together, either in our homes or our designated places of worship, to devoutly give thanks to the Almighty for the many and great blessings we have received. And that's exactly what Thanksgiving is all about. It's exactly what a praise service such as this is all about. It is to recognize what God has done in all things and to give him the glory for it, to give him the thanks for it, expressing that. Thanksgiving Day is a time set aside to express gratitude for all things unto the Lord. Dr. Tom Farrell put it this way, he described it as the attitude of gratitude. And that's exactly what we need, is that attitude, that we would express that gratitude from our grateful heart. In World War II, the Holocaust took place. Atrocious things were done to different people. Ravensbrück was known as one of the worst German concentration camps during that time. When Corrie ten Boom and her sister Betsy were imprisoned there, they were disgusted to find out that their barracks was infested with fleas. When Corrie began to complain, Betsy insisted that they give thanks instead. Cited 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. With some persuasion, Corrie began and joined with Betsy to give thanks, thanking the Lord for the fleas. Okay. Several months later, the two sisters expressed their surprise that the camp guards had not come back to their barracks to disrupt or prevent their Bible studies with the other prisoners. It was then that Corrie realized that the fleas she despised had actually been a God-sent protection from these cruel guards. You know, there are sometimes things that God allows in our life or even designs in our life that at first glance that we may look at and say, this is not good. How could this be for my good? Or even for God's glory?
And yet, none of us would have been able to anticipate like them. They didn't anticipate that the fleas would have that kind of effect. But God knows. And God knows the things that goes on in your life. It may be distasteful things. It may be things in which we think it's hard to imagine how any of this could be good. The wind is blowing against me. How is that good? But it may remind us that we need to be thankful in all things. All things work together for good. And so we are to be thankful. When we think that we deserve good things, we find it hard to be thankful for all things. Let that sink in. When we think we deserve good things, then it makes it hard for us to be thankful for all things. Therefore, we often miss the blessings that God sends us in disguise. There's a song that came to my mind entitled Blessings. It says, we pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, you hear each spoken need, yet love us way too much to give us lesser things, those lesser things. Because what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know that you're near? What if my greatest disappointments and the aching of this life is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy? And what if the trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, are your mercies in disguise? When we think we deserve good things, we find it hard to be thankful for all things. Rather than complaining about what we don't have, let's be grateful for what we do have. Amen. Helen Keller, I'm not sure if all of you are aware who she was. Helen Keller lost her sight and her hearing at 19 months old. For all practical purposes, I can't remember much of my life at 19 months. So I imagine that for all practical purposes, she can't remember having had sight and hearing. Blind and deaf her whole life. And yet, attributed to her is this particular quote. She said, I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. And it reminds us that ever how bad and difficult our life may be, there's always others that have it worse. We ought to be thankful, even when we don't have any shoes, we ought to be thankful that we have feet. We ought to be thankful for the things that God has given unto us. Rather than complaining about what we don't have, we ought to be grateful for what we do have. No matter how bad and difficult your circumstances are this morning, no matter what you may be going through right now, we always have things for which we can be thankful. We just need to stop and count our blessings and name them one by one unto the Lord.
Amen.
We need to think about what we have to be thankful for. We always have things for which to be thankful. And that thankfulness is not tied to our circumstances. You don't have to be good things happening in order to be thankful. We just have to have a grateful heart for all things. Because there are things that are happening. A realization that all of it comes from God's mercy and God's grace. That's when we recognize and can be thankful for all things. The attitude of gratitude and the expression of it in our giving of thanks unto the Lord, not just today, not just Thursday, but throughout the year, we ought to remember, we ought to think, to thank God for all things. And I encourage you with that today. As you face Thursday and meeting with family and friends, and take time to have a conversation, to share with them a reminder of what we have to be thankful for. For none of us can leave out of here and say, I don't have anything to be thankful. We have, each of us, many things. If we'll stop and think of what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Be thankful for all things. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks unto the Lord. Father, I pray that as we have heard so many things this morning, as you have given us many opportunities to praise you in song, to be blessed in our hearts through those others that have sung praises unto you, we thank you, Lord, for it all, and I pray that it has been received of you as a sweet-smelling savor of thanksgiving and praise. May you have been truly glorified through this service today. I thank you for each one that has come, and I do pray as we close the service here in a moment that you would allow, Lord, our hearts to remember always to be thankful in all things that you've given. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.